And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Yeah, we got this faux Coach Woodard on Twitter just rustling jimmies around the high school basketball scene around here.
Oh.
He made a...
You will not rustle my jimmies.
That's right. He made a all-time Nebraska bracketology.
Oh, no. That's a quick way to get people triggered.
Uh-huh. People had some comments.
As a guy who makes a list every single day, yep. Let me tell you, not hard to get the people triggered.
Now, he said he has the following caveats. It says, I had to see the teams play.
Okay.
So these are the top eight teams that I've seen play.
I actually like that theory because anytime we talk about an NBA record, man. It's always, well, Wilt Chamberlain's in this category. It's like, okay, nine people saw Wilt Chamberlain play.
So he says that eliminates any team before the mid-80s. The team had to win the state tournament. And then the third thing he said is apologies to Wahoo, Scott, Ravenna, Auburn, etc. But I only considered Class A teams. That alone is going to rustle some jimmies.
Yeah.
If you want to go through the comments of that, it's a fun one.
I bet.
It's a fun one. A lot of quote tweets, a lot of responses. By the way, he has the number one seed this year's undefeated Bellevue West team.
Really?
At number one.
Down year in basketball for the state of Nebraska, according to Connor Happer.
You see, he was
number one all time.
I mean, they were dominant in terms of everybody that they beat. Mm-hmm. Like they were way far and away above the competition this year, but I don't think that's the game that I would try to play if I was making an all time best team bracket. I would actually try to find the team that maybe had a little bit of resistance on their path.
Yeah.
And
overcame a little.
Beat some good teams. Maybe beat some national contenders. People forget Central beat Oak Hill in 2013.
Man, we should have done a bracket, Connor.
Just a bracket of something?
Something. Sports radio.
Well, then we can finally finish my numbers bracket.
Oh, you never finished that.
Well, I have it around somewhere.
Okay.
So it was the beginning of COVID.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to the odd news, I promise. It was the beginning of COVID, and I was like, let's do a bracket of numbers. So I seeded all the numbers.
And it was 69 versus 420 in the final, right?
No, it was 69 versus, because it was double-digit numbers only.
Okay.
Because that would have been too crazy, right? You couldn't. It was 69 versus, I think, 7 in the final. And 69 would have won. It ran away with the rest of it.
Sure.
But no, I don't think we ever put the crown on who the best two or one single digit number ended up being. I guess we'll never know.
Oh.
All right, Josh, odd news.
The world may never know. Odd news. We begin with Florida.
Oh, we begin in Florida.
Yeah. A 68-year-old man.
Boca?
Injured. Where is this? St. Petersburg. 68-year-old man injured when his 39-year-old girlfriend struck him in the eye with an avocado. The woman is facing a felony battery charge.
Did she hit him with an avocado like it was in her hand, or did she chuck it at him?
She chucked it.
Naturally. Man, avocados, what a great thing to throw.
So dense. Yeah, you're going to do some damage with that. Police.
Another bit that I did a while ago at the beginning or near the beginning of COVID, this may not have even been a COVID thing. It might have been pre-COVID. There was an ongoing debate in our office of which fruit could you throw the furthest.
Okay.
So we scienced it out. And I don't think avocados were included, obviously, but
why not?
Not a fruit.
That's a seed in the middle.
Is an avocado a fruit? Poll question.
Yeah, right?
Is it? Maybe it's called the.
Is an avocado a fruit?
Yes, they're technically a fruit, yeah. Not a vegetable. Okay, well, it wasn't included. I thought it was going to be a lime. It turned out to be a lemon. Throw a lemon pretty far. I thought a lemon was going to be too heavy, but the lemon won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I immediately went, oh, grapefruit, but that's too heavy.
Too heavy.
Yeah. Too much liquid.
Too heavy.
Orange, too much juice.
Orange too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Got to be compact and not so dense. That's the key. Anyway,
Police say Carlene and the victim, who has not been named, have been living together in a St. Petersburg apartment for about a year. And the article indicates here they have been engaging in consensual sex.
Why did that say that in the article?
I don't know. Feels like an unnecessary detail just to prove that they are in a relationship.
They're in a relationship. That's all we need to know.
Despite their 29-year age difference.
They are doing the deed.
During a confrontation Sunday evening, police allege Carlene threw an avocado at the victim's face, causing injury to his right eye.
By the way, that's not bad. What, she's 40, he's 60-some?
68.
That's not that
bad. That you'd see the two of them walking down the street and go, oh, okay.
I'd say it's a pretty normal day in Florida.
Yeah. A portion of this incident was witnessed by a neighbor, the police department noted. The alleged battery occurred at an apartment complex for residents age 62 or older.
Oh. Oh, well, that makes it kind of funny. It was an old person neighborhood riding around in their golf carts. That's kind of funny. All right. Onward.
We proceed to a story that I don't have a hard copy of, so bear with me. But we stay in Florida, Pinellas County. 31-year-old man arrested and accused of placing hidden cameras inside the men's room at the coffee shop he worked at.
You can't do that.
Connor, what if I told you the coffee shop's name was We Spy Coffee?
Wow. A little on the nose. I guess.
On Monday, the police department said a customer was using the men's room at the We Spy coffee shop when they noticed they were being recorded by a camera placed underneath the sink. It was an iPhone propped underneath the sink, and it was upside down, said Detective John Melton. The victim confronted the 31-year-old employee of the store, who authorities later admitted to hiding the camera in the men's room. The man has been charged with video voyeurism.
Yeah, well, even if your name of the coffee shop is telling you what's going to happen when you go to the coffee shop, you still can't do it. Doesn't make it legal.
Yeah.
But look, our name of the coffee shop is Spy. We are spying it. Yeah, I know. It's illegal.
And finally, Connor, I have a great story that will bridge us between the odd news and the tweet bag.
Okay.
The best and worst states for surviving a zombie apocalypse have been named.
Interesting.
More than 1 in 10 Americans believe there will be a zombie apocalypse one day.
I am not the one.
Okay.
Out of the 10.
We have analyzed more than 1,000 Google searches to determine where each state lands on the zombie apocalypse preparedness scale. Connor, would you like to guess the best prepared state for a zombie apocalypse?
Texas.
No, Texas actually finished 49th.
Whoa.
Yeah. I would have some issues with that. A lot of guns in Texas. I feel like there's a lot of open space as well.
Yeah, I think they, you know, maybe fearful of things like that happening to them. So I guess I got to go the complete opposite of that.
You're on the right track with Texas. Your reasoning was sound, okay. But it is not Texas.
Georgia.
Ooh, no. Georgia is 43rd.
Okay, I'm horrible at this. Tell me the answer.
Wyoming, number one on the list, followed by Alaska, Vermont, and then North and South Dakota.
Montana, probably.
Round out the top five. Yeah, Montana, number seven. Iowa is 20th. Nebraska is 14th.
All right. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Organization said states that are not heavily populated and have lots of open space are best because you could live off the land, stockpile weapons, and avoid other people. Alaska finishes second for those reasons. Meanwhile, Californians might be a little too chill about a potential attack. The Golden State ranks last on the list.
Yeah, not a lot of preparedness there.
Let's see. That's an infograph. Nah, doesn't really apply here. Not a lot of fun to talk about. There's a lot of infographs with these. Go-to weapons. Number one would be a shotgun. Number two, a handgun. Number
shotgun
three
would be the, yeah.
Yeah, a baseball bat. Number four, a machete, followed by a crossbow.
I would want to go stabby stabby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want to have to rely on ammo. Sure, for right away, yeah, first week or so, ammo.
Baseball bat is not probably a good weapon.
Too close.
Yeah,
right?
they have to get too close to you, and it's not a guaranteed one shot kill.
Yeah, yeah, machete feels better than a baseball bat.
Stabby stabby for me. I'd go a long spear, a really long spear. Pew, pew, pew. You could also defend and play offense at the same time.
They asked these same pollsters, of those who believe a zombie apocalypse will occur, when do they think it will occur? 11% said zombies already exist.
Great.
12% said 0 to 5 years. 13% said 6 to 10 years. 18% said 11 to 20 years.
Great.
They feel these...
You guys are idiots.
The most likely states for a zombie apocalypse to occur... Number one, California. Number two, Florida. That's probably where I'd go. Number three, New York. Number four, Texas. Number five, Georgia.
Josh, put it on the guarantee board.
Ooh.
There will never be a zombie apocalypse in my life.
And then finally, the last question it asked, which movie or TV show most accurately portrayed zombies?
My guess is The Walking Dead one.
That is number one.
Yeah.
Followed by 28 Days Later, World War Z, I Am Legend, and Zombieland round out the top five.
I don't get it. How
Dawn of the Dead, not on the list.
They're all the same. They're all just zombie.
Well, the zombies from 28 Days Later could run.
Okay.
I believe World War Z as well had fast zombies, but that's neither here nor there. The wording of the question is a little bizarre to me. The most accurate portrayal of zombies, something we do not know to exist.
Eric says in the text line, come on, blades could get stuck in their head. Gotta go blunt. Think it through, fellas. You think you could really, I mean, you're that confident in yourself that you could go knock out with one clean swing of the baseball bat?
Connor's a confident guy and a baseball guy. Yeah. And he's saying baseball bat may not be the best
weapon. I have no doubt in my bat speed. No doubt. And the accuracy, but I just, you know, I think it's difficult. It's a lot of swinging around, too. Nathan tweets in. He says,
hi, Nathan.
At Happer's show, zombies don't exist. Clearly, you've never been in downtown Lincoln at 2:30 on a Friday. May have been one of those zombies a couple times before. And it does feel like a bit of an apocalypse, so might have a point there. All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That's the odd news. The tweet bag is coming up next. You can tweet in your questions any way you'd like to get in touch with the show at Happer Show, Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Good questions get rewarded.
Ooh.
The best question gets $50 to our friends from Cops Pizza, which we just had in office yesterday, and it was delicious. So we'll come back with the tweet bag next on 1620 The Zone.